Hi, I'm Koshin Chris Kane, abbot of the Puget Sound Zen Center on Vashon Island, Washington. We're glad to be able to bring you these podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about our Zen Center, please visit our website at pscc.org.
I'd just like to share a few words about our walking meditation that we do so many times a day. A few days ago, I mentioned this example of discovering ourselves through Zen practice. It was like learning how to ride a bicycle. And I'm going to ask you to go back to when you were a small child and you were learning how to walk as starting at 1, 2, 3. The young child puts lots of effort, stands up and falls down, stands up again. The young child has a lot of determination to learn how to walk. Nothing will phase that strong instinct to learn how to walk out of survival, instinctively out of survival. It's quite complicated. So here we are, every day, walking in this beautiful, lush, avatar forest-like, with so many bushes, berry bushes, cedar trees, stinging nettles, fern that's now producing its beautiful edible tip. I had a few today. So as we go out to do walking meditation, and it is a bit the theme of our time together here for 5 days, where we are asked to concentrate into each step. Step by step, one left foot, one right foot, they work together. These two activities, they work together. And everyone here has worked hard in these last 3 days to come in touch with our quiet, enlightened mind, as well as our deluded mind. Each step represents one of those. Enlightened, deluded. Bring the focus down, just contracting everything down with the steps that we take and the in-breathing and the out-breathing. And Qigong practice really reminds us of that. David keeps reminding us of our breath. And by now, it's the third day, by now the worldly concerns that you came with, hopefully you've left those behind, and you can just simply be walking with each step, or sitting, or eating. Experiencing and seeing more clearly the interfusion of delusions and enlightenment. For years and years, I thought enlightenment is out there somewhere. How wrong I was. I started looking inside. It's inside. If we can see this Buddha nature that we are all born with, this very calm Buddha nature that gets agitated by the winds of delusion, but never losing its primal quality. If we could just come to see this, when things are calm for us in our walking meditation, then we can open up our senses and catch the green, and catch the tree, and catch the bush, and make sure you catch that stinging nettle the right way. I was told to pick it up from the bottom, and then you can eat it. If you pick it up from the top, you'll get stung. Beautiful stinging nettle plants throughout our walk. So yeah, we can open up and catch the sound of the birds, the blue of the sky, the rain, the trees, include all of that in our walking. And then if our mind gets too busy, then contract it down and bring it down, bring the focus down into each step. Little by little, our practice, and we have a couple more days together, hopefully is becoming more and more effortless. Some of you will be leaving us tonight, and I wish you a safe travel. The group will miss you. It's hard when someone leaves in this time of togetherness. And this group will separate on Sunday, and you'll be going back to walking in society. And it's my hope that as we continue our practice over the next few days, you will be able to include your experience here, your gut felt, your heartfelt experience here in walking, so that you can walk in society, being an example for everyone around you. Yeah, we walk. I think many times we walk in society and we're unconscious of it. We're so unconscious that we'll bump into someone or run into a wall. That's not walking with full attention. By the way we walk in society, we can influence someone on the street. Someone in your office. As you're walking from your desk to pick up a cup of coffee a few doors down. A lot to say about walking meditation, a lot to experience. It's good for our body, creates circulation after sitting for long hours. It's meditation in action, meditation in movement. A transition between sitting and standing and walking. Let's give our full attention. Let's not lose our focus. Let's remain here with every movement. We're learning to break things down as we're practicing together this week. And you can take this back with you when you leave here and include it moment to moment in the various activities, the very busy life that so many of you have. And try to see while you're here that this one mind of ours, this one mind, does include these two activities. Absolute and phenomenal. Expansion and contraction. We have this all around us. This beautiful force shows us about contraction and expansion. It's springtime now. Everything is in bloom. Everything is in growth after this dormancy period. And with our walking meditation, then we can also experience this more focused, contracted step, which then opens up with the next step in full expansion with everything, the beauty that surrounds us here in this beautiful land that many have cared for. So be grateful for everyone that's caring for this beautiful land. So when we go out tonight in our walking meditation, perhaps we could include some of these aspects. Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Puget Sound Zen Center. Thanks so much for listening. To learn more about our community, you can visit our website at pszc.org.